What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
You are now tuned in to the RAP. If you're a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR Rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Sup, motherfuckers? Sucka, 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 now, nigga. How you guys feeling? What was that? What happened there? You dropped me out? Don't fucking control my headphones, Feeny.
I didn't control your headphones.
Yeah, mine dipped out.
You dropped those both.
Mine fucking dipped out there, dude.
Really?
Now it's all fucked up.
Yeah, stop fucking with the headphones, Feeny.
This is so loud, you have no idea how
What are you doing? Now turn it down a little bit. That's good. I don't care. Do what you got to do now. Just don't fucking touch my headphones again.
I never touched yours.
You know, you do a podcast here. It's not even
on
like...
On that side.
Yeah, it's not even like he doesn't do the fucking podcast
here. See? There we go.
Of course.
It's on that side.
It's a dial. It's a fucking dial. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. What is it, the 25th of October? Wow. Wow, time flies. Time flies when you are doing like an insane amount of work for very little money. Just like the days blend into the nights. It's just like fucking Groundhog Day over and over and over again. It's very tedious. No real... benefits, no real accolades. I'm in a good mood today. Real Ass Podcast, it's going to be a good one. Zach Amico's here, international superstar.
Hey, buddy, glad to be here.
Can I tell you why I'm in a bad mood?
Go ahead.
Because I feel a sickness coming into my throat. My son slept over last night, and he's got a little bit of a sniffles, right? Mm-hmm. So he sleeps in my bed, and my kid just fucking, you know, the kid likes to snuggle. What are you going to do? Yeah. So you end up in all these positions throughout the night where he's got his arm around you, and he's got his face, he's breathing on you, and it's so cute. You know, you don't want to, like, push him off. Here's the funny part. Like, with a chick, I can't snuggle.
Yeah, of course.
If a chick tries to snuggle me in the night, I get hot and I kick her.
I'm like, too hot.
The fuck away from me, you crazy bitch. They're trying to touch me while I'm sleeping. But a child, you can't do that to.
So, I think maybe you and your son need to sleep in a 69 so you don't get sick.
That's actually probably a smarter idea. We could create that little bridge between us, like through with pillows.
The pillow barrier.
Yeah, the pillow barrier, dude. Doggy. Look, great show planned today. You know those guys. Mike Feeney's here. It's been a while, Mike. Mike, it's been a little while.
Yeah, bud.
Why? What have you been doing? Why haven't you been on the show in a while?
Haven't been invited, but I appreciate you pretending like I got a lot going on. That's great. That makes me feel
look,
good,
here's
you know?
The thing, dude.
Mike, you've been jet-setting across the country.
Yeah. I just come back from the international tour. So
but there's got to be a reason that you haven't come into my mind.
Because you're off Facebook now, and you don't write back to text messages or return phone calls. Mm. That's probably why. And you also signed me up for roast battles I never agreed to and then posted on Instagram without telling me or confirming me about it.
Got it.
That's probably why.
First of all, Cannon told me you're in.
I didn't.
Cannon said you were in. I swear to God, I'll show you the text from Cannon.
I believe you, but probably better to do your due diligence and check with the other party.
Dude, look. I'm not fucking doing any due diligence, fuckface, okay?
Yeah, I've known you for like 6 years. It's fine. Just take somebody else's word for it.
He did the due diligence and checked with you.
I'm telling you, he didn't.
He really just signed you up?
He sent me a screenshot of your Instagram post.
No. Yeah. No, he didn't.
See, this is what happened when Lewis changed his phone number. All of us just became Lewis's secretaries.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I got like a DM from Greg today asking for the address.
Yep.
I get you asked me for the address too.
I asked everybody for the address.
I get DMs from like Eli. Like Eli's like, hey, I can't host tonight. Can you tell Lewis?
Yeah.
That's great.
And I do none of it, by the way.
Yeah, him being off Facebook really makes things much more difficult in terms of communicating with him.
But that's okay. You know, I'm in a better place now. I'm in a better
Who
place now because if you follow me on Twitter, you would see that in 140 characters, which I'm telling you right now, I don't know who's getting the 280 characters, but it's making my blood boil that
some
I don't
get
280.
Some people got it? I thought they were just talking about doing it.
Doggy, some people fucking got it. It's driving me out of my mind. Do you know how much I have to say? Do you know how much I have to fucking say every single day?
A Facebook post worth.
Why would... Why? When are they rolling out 280? Is that going to be for everybody eventually? Why is it for select people right now?
I only just got that. You know that Facebook on this day thing where you can look at memories? I just got that 2 weeks ago, and everyone's had it for like 4 years. What?
You probably didn't update. Did you update your...
No, I updated. They just say we're only releasing it a little bit at a time. Even
because you haven't done anything memorable until a year or 2 weeks ago.
It was fun. I got to find out some stuff. I was on this podcast a year ago.
Wow.
There's a way you can get the 280 characters.
Yeah, but that's a thing that... Is that an old thing? They changed it. Twitter...
You have to submit it?
No, they made a thing where like some fucking computer hackers figured out like how to like write code and do certain shit and you have to sign into a certain website. And then Twitter, because they have fucking $1 billion empire and they have coders that work in, they go within 4 minutes, they go, oh yeah, we'll just change that. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's what happened when Amazon Alexa tried to trick Burger King. Do you remember that?
No.
Where Amazon Alexa, you know, Burger King made a commercial where they were like, Alexa, what is Whopper? And then the Alexas would activate in people's houses, and they'd be like, the Whopper is a blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah, it's fucking good. It's smart, but it's Amazon. So do you think you got Burger King, you got better fucking coders than Amazon? You fat fucks.
Yeah.
Okay? So within like a second, Amazon just switched it so it didn't pick up that frequency anymore, and then Burger King wasted however much money on their stupid spots.
Also, I thought that it only responded to your voice.
No.
You can just do anybody's voice?
Here's the funny part. If you go to somebody's house that has an Echo that isn't like that, it doesn't have piece of shit comedian friends. Like Ralph knows. Ralph's already got it all set up. You have to have passcodes, codes. But you can go to anybody's house and say, Alexa, pull up the best black dildo on Amazon. And then they'll be like, they'll pull the best one. It's like, how much is that? $99. Alexa, order 10 of them right now. And you can send them black dildos right there and then if they don't have the code on.
Wow.
Go do that right now. If you guys are listening right now, you have a friend that has Alexa or Amazon Echo or any of those things, it's fuck. Order black dildos. You know what? If you do that, if you actually get somebody sent a bunch of black dildos.
Free mug.
Free mug. Fuck it. Shannon, are the mugs up in the store?
I gotta check.
Go check the store. I think the mugs up are actually in the store.
Or you can just order a mug.
Yeah. It would help Zach greatly. Yeah. and Lewis Shorter actually.
No, but if you order a mug, you have to pay the $14 or whatever for it, right? If you fucking
yeah, talk them out of ordering if the merch.
Or order $1,200 worth of black dildo. Yeah.
But you're not paying for it. You're playing a prank on your friend.
So
they're
now you play a
it.
Prank or and then order. You guys are out $15.
It's up. The mugs are up, bitch. Mugs are up. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Order 1,200 mugs to their house. How about just do that?
Yeah.
And just keep one of the mugs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think there's
I see you got a lot of mugs over here.
Yeah.
Also, Greg Stone's in the house. Good to see you, Greg. Good to be here, man. Thanks for having me, dude. We're vibing. You know, home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg, here's the thing. You truly, there's no need for an introduction. That's the way that I feel about you. Feeny, dude, is forgettable Feeny. That's his name. That's his nickname on the show.
It's never been my nickname.
Yeah. That's what we've always called him. If you guys back into the episodes and listen, we've always called him forgettable Feeny. Greg Stone, baby. Greg, thick as a stone.
Man, I've never forgotten about.
No, you're never forgetting.
Thank you.
You never forgot about Feeny?
Well, no. I love Feeny. I'm on big campaign to boost Feeny's confidence.
I'm the first person to ever tell Feeny he was worth anything in his life. Right. Now he's going on the road with Bobby Kelly. He goes on the road with Andrew Schultz. He goes on the road with fucking all these people.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy.
Did you kill Scopo?
No, I don't open for Schultz. That is that's a Scopo thing.
You've been getting like I've been saying I'm on a big Feeny push. We've been playing Grand Theft Auto together, and he's killing it. comedically.
Yeah.
One of the funniest guys in Grand Theft Auto.
He's just murdering it. Yeah. Do you guys play like over the crew. Headsets yeah. together?
So, yeah, we're starting. It's like there's a little crew forming with some other comedians, and then we're going on to Evan Williams, obviously.
Let me ask you a question. With Grand Theft Auto.
Feeny's the driver.
Yes, no, he's
people.
The driver.
Wheels.
He loves driving.
I love driving.
He still has to drive people in Grand Theft Auto.
I make him give me gas money. It's not a big deal.
Oh, shit. Listen to me. Grand Theft Auto was a game that I would open it up. It's the only game that I really like continued to play into adulthood. Yeah. I don't really play games, right?
Yeah.
But I would open it up and I would sit down and I'd go, I'm going to try to beat this game. I'm going to actually try to play all the missions,
yeah.
do everything I got to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use any cheat codes
yeah.
because once you do that, they change. I don't know if it is the case anymore, but back in the day with the old one, the one that got really like Sin...
Vice?
Or Vice City?
Maybe it was Vice City. Yeah. Well, if you did a code, there's certain things you couldn't unlock.
Right.
Oh,
they made it to where it's like for the real fucking player. So I was like, I'm going to do it. And within an hour, I'm like, dude, I need a fucking bazooka and I need to kill a hooker right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want
to
do
and
a mission.
And then I'll get back to this game.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But that's, do you guys play the actual game?
We play online.
We're no, just you, online, you're in your own world and we do like some bank heists and missions and we just go around killing
together.
People.
Together.
Yeah, you do them together,
four
dude.
Dudes
it's a lot of fun.
Driving around. Cursing at 14-year-old kids.
Evan Williams, Brendan Sagalo. It's a fun time. We jump into a military base, steal private jets, go around shooting people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you could actually, you don't have to do the missions. You can just go on murderous rampages
yeah.
together.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we just fly the planes around in fun formations,
yeah,
like the Blue Angels.
We do the Top Gun, where we fly upside down behind
Invert.
The other person. Yeah, inverted. Yeah, that's
all right. I didn't know you guys were virgins.
So
this
fun.
Is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun. We just don't have kids, so we have a ton of time.
Yeah, that is
and
also
happiness.
True.
No, well, but
you know, look, that's I would do that one day if you guys invited me. That'd be cool.
You play PS4?
Yeah, nope. I'll message you on Facebook.
Oh. But I would go over one of your places and take it from you, and then join the group.
You can't.
Why
I'm
not?
3 days into jiu-jitsu.
Oh, really?
You can no longer.
Don't even get me in. I want to talk with your son about his jiu-jitsu now. Let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon. Let's do it. Feeny, what do you got to plug? Like, if he's pulling up his phone, go to Greg. What do you got to plug, buddy?
Oh, the Rad Dude Cast. Come check out the Rad Dude Cast.
Rad Dude
the
Cast.
The Rad Dude Cast.
Not to be confused with the Real Ass Podcast.
No.
Very easily confused,
yeah.
though.
Well, 2 seconds in, you know it's different.
Yeah.
It's yeah. real.
Like, where are the N-words?
Yeah.
They're Harlem. Zach, what do you got to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. November 3rd, I will be in Buffalo for Buffalo Dreams Film Festival for my new movie, Return to Newcomb High, Volume 2. And then I will be back in Buffalo at Nietzsche's with featuring Ford Lewis, who is sitting next to me at, that is November the 18th, Buffalo. And it's going to be fun. Thank
Zach,
you.
Do you have a license?
Nope.
That's so funny. How are you guys? Are you guys going to fly?
Maybe.
Lewis is paying for the expense.
Maybe.
You get to fly.
Might fly.
You can probably
fly.
Find flights for like $80,
cheap.
Dude.
Yeah, really
it's
cheap.
7.5 hours. It sucks to drive.
It's like an hour drive, or we could fly.
Yeah.
Or it's like a 10-hour drive, or we could fly for like an hour and just get there. Take a little bit of the money off what we make. Fiend Dog.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Listen to Irish Goodbye Podcast, also on this fine network. And we're doing a live episode at New York Comedy Club November 8th, 11:30 p.m. Get tickets to that at NewYorkComedyClub.com. And then on The Offensive, also at New York Comedy Club. Check that out. Check everything out. And at I Am Mike Feeney on Instagram.
Fuck yeah, you will. Here, you take this one, doggy.
No, you're sick. I don't want that.
I'm not sick. I'm getting sick.
You're fine.
It's weed, dude. Who doesn't smoke weed because somebody in the group is sick?
Oh, I don't. I'm not doing that.
I think. Wait, is this gonna be a fucking? Is this gonna be a fucking? What do they call that? Where everybody does it?
Round robin.
That's a gayer version. I was gonna say a hat trick, but I don't think that's the right.
That's three people.
Three. That's three. Oh fuck.
Well.
Have you ever gotten stoned?
Yeah, Greg gets crazy.
No, not Greg gets crazy. Greg gets the most high he's ever been every time he smokes.
I love it. 100% of the time.
And
like, high as ever.
He's already gone. Like, we've lost.
One, I'm sure that Greg, because Greg stopped hanging out with blacks very early in his life. So, you don't smoke blunts anymore, I'm assuming. It's mostly bowls, bonks. That's the thing about.
He's a one hitter.
Pens. I'm a pen man.
A pen
I'm
guy.
I'm a pen man.
Wow.
I like the sativa.
Penmanship.
Penmanship, baby.
Interesting.
Penmanship.
Yeah.
Listen, black people.
What?
You know, where I grew up was very racially segregated as well.
What does that mean, segregated? We were all together. There were lots.
Integrated.
No. It was segregated where I was from, meaning that it was like one town would be Puerto Rican, one town was black, one town was Jewish, one town was like white, one town was hick. It was really like, it was like my entire county, Rockland County,
Rockland,
was like a lunch table at like a high school movie. You know what I'm saying? Every single town had its own.
It was a cool Asian town.
Yeah.
Indian town.
There's the breakdancing town. There was the black cheerleader town, which was weird.
They just kept saying to bring it. Everybody.
They just sing constantly. Yeah. They do the Christina Aguilera thing with their hand.
It was Goth Town.
I remember my high school cheerleading was like such an, you know, like in most high schools, cheerleading is like a big status thing if you're a chick. And then these three black chicks just started doing that, like,
step.
That stomp, clap. Yeah, step.
Yeah, step. And
they
step
did it. They did it at one of the pep rallies. And everybody, because like, it was a majority white school, everybody was like,
holy
what
shit.
What is this?
This is the most incredible thing.
And everyone,
I've ever
the cheerleaders
seen.
Came back out like, rah, rah. We were like, fuck you, go back. Boom, dap, dap.
Of
stop,
course.
Stop, clap. And then do the whole clap.
Black people,
legs,
let me explain you something. Okay? This is why I'm so open about white people being, white males are, you know, funny, right? They're funnier than blacks and women, okay?
Whoops.
Just like. Black people, black women are better at fucking getting a crowd going at a football game than some dumb, unrhythmic white bitches.
Right.
Everybody has their own things that they're good at, and that's okay, and it can be based off of race, so you can generalize that way.
You think black people, I don't know, to me, I mean, black people, but funnier, they're bigger. You know, you got, it's Martin versus Seinfeld. Both great shows, but Martin is like, hello, motherfuckers, doing? And you're just laughing.
You know
Seinfeld's
what, I,
like,
let me rephrase
shirts
this.
And shirts.
I think that black people are a funnier species.
Species.
Than white people, okay? I think in general, like if you're just lunchroom table, right? The lunch table at school, we're going to use a school analogy lunch table. Every topic will go back to the schoolroom lunch table, okay?
It's because white people are busy eating their food.
Yeah, and black people, you know, they're fucking fun, dude. They're big, they're loud, they're fun. Puerto Rican girls, dude, Puerto Rican girls are hilarious.
Yes, of course.
Puerto Rican girls might be the funniest people in the world, okay? They're hysterical. They'll
I wonder where this bias comes from.
Yeah.
Kim, are you listening?
Yeah.
Puerto Rican girls, the fun. No, but they really
also
are.
Also the most beautiful.
I remember in fucking high school, dude, the Puerto Rican girls at my table, they would go from being like loud and hysterical to just fist fighting a dude. They did not give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Real ass dudes of the week, Puerto Rican girls.
He's a real ass dude.
Jenny, you need to do this. I know, I'm still doing it. Jenny, what I want you to do is by the next show, I never want this to happen again. I need you to figure out the volume control on these things. Because it's not impossible, because when Mike Harrington
Mike Harrington is going to replace
Mike Harrington. I mean this. He legitimately had the volume to correct. That shouldn't sound like it's quietly off in the fucking distance. Like somebody in another fucking building is playing our fucking song.
Every single time I'm here, Lewis has something that Shannon has to work on for next week.
Yeah.
She never works on it. It's the problem.
You know, he says a tip.
She's too busy being a nice human being.
That's not what we're looking for here. I'm not looking for nice human beings. I'm looking for great production quality.
I would love if you had a production person here who was just like a complete fucking asshole, especially to you, but was a servant at a job. You deal with that? If he was like, make it louder next time. He's like, it is fucking louder in post, you fucking idiot. You'd be like, all right, dude, appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have
no
problem with that.
Just step to him. Just step to him.
Shannon, you're going to actually, I want you to raise that volume in post now. Now you have to go and lay that track down and edit it in because you did not do your due. I've said this 150 fucking times to Shannon. Have I not, Zach? It seems like I'm being a dick. If you're tuning in first time, okay, let me explain something. Shannon is brain dead.
If you are, this is
not. Let me explain something. She's not good at her job and it's making me feel. How many times can I ask for the volume of the fucking Real Ass Dude theme to be raised?
Apparently this many times.
How many times?
Shannon, the Rad Dude cast is still hiring.
Go.
I appreciate that.
Go. No, go to the Rad Dude cast. Go. And fucking.
You have to bring your own chair, though.
Yeah. Who knows?
The only thing.
Who it's knows where apartment. The fuck that's at?
It's on his bed.
It's in my bedroom. In my bed. And it's not a sexual thing. It's literally me and Anthony do it from my bed because we only have one chair every week.
Sounds like a pretty good show, actually.
It's very funny.
Lewis is one outburst away from tipping his computer off the table and being serious.
Why do you keep tipping him to all of these potentially funny things that could happen?
Shannon, play the plug music so I can pull up my stuff.
Also, Greg Stone is here in studio.
I've been sucking on this one by myself for like 10 minutes.
I haven't handed it over.
Yeah. Couldn't be more wet.
Now I'm just high for the day.
Yeah. Yeah, for the day.
That's what I do now.
All right, guys, I got a lot of stuff coming up. November 17th, Friday night, Waterbury, Connecticut. Saturday night, November 18th, with Zach Amico, Buffalo, New York. Philly and Chicago in December. I got Doug Loves Movies here in New York City, I think at the Gramercy Theater at one point. Uh-oh. Oh, it's my son's mother calling me. Why? Hold on. Hello?
Hey, so anyway.
What?
No, he doesn't want it. So we're recording, so I'll just do a segment real quick.
Sure.
Welcome to Stone's Movie.
Pretend you're in your bed.
Today's movie is Plastic Dildo. What's your name? What?
Why would she call me on the fucking podcast? She knows I'm on the podcast. I'm literally, my heart drops because I assume my kid's dead.
You're not getting that dead.
I assume my kid's dead if she calls me on the podcast. Nothing.
Someone rolled over on him in the middle of the night.
She was always very nice to me.
Philly and Chicago in December. Tickets are available at gomezcomedy.com for the November dates. December's coming up. Those Philly and Chicago tickets will be available very soon.
Great.
Very soon. Also, guys, Roastmasters every Tuesday night live from the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant. New York City's best and brightest young comedians roast battle each other every single week. Free tickets for Real Ass Podcast listeners. Go to thestandnyc.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out. Get some free tickets. Also, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Make sure you guys tell your friends about the show. Every month we pick one person that leaves a review and we give them a free t-shirt. Does Rad Dude Guest do that?
Yeah. Yeah, we did free t-shirts a year ago and they're still sitting in my room.
You didn't give them to anybody.
Well, I had to make them myself. So
they're
just sitting there.
T-shirts.
They're handmade t-shirts. We sold 4 and it took me a year and a half. And I swear to God, I'm going to send them this week. If you guys are listening, they're going out on Friday.
Shit, I love Greg.
They're the worst. All right, we did a Patreon thing, and if you did $20 Patreon, we promised you some shit. I don't know what. All I know is we never delivered it.
Can you do a Patreon if you're a part of Gas?
We highly frown upon it. We don't tell you what you can do. This is your podcast.
Well, considering we never got even a contract yet.
You've done my podcast.
Not here.
No, not here. So
you do it in your room.
No, you're the episode that got us onto the network. They were like, now you're good.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's old Lamb Chop.
Well, I actually thought it was the Red Dude Cast when we signed them.
Yeah.
But
you could have signed the Red Dude Cast. We are open to signings.
They are.
We are open to anything.
That's it, dude. You signed.
Can we fit a bed in here?
Anywhere I am is a bed. That's what I say.
What is that?
Once we open the new studio, we should fucking have one room with just a bed so you can do your podcast and feel like you're at home.
Just a swinging jib that comes down.
Look, we got a lot to talk about today. I didn't know this. Zach told me this today, that there's some more news. Marilyn Manson has been in the news a lot in the past, 2 weeks, okay?
First, it's been a good week.
First, no, it's not a good week.
It's the Russians.
It's all bad stuff,
Any
actually.
Any publicity is
all
good horrible. Publicity.
Well, not this stuff. Okay, first he gets hospitalized with a gun falling on him. Also, I think it's outshadowed by the largest mass shooting in U.S. history, which that happened to get outshadowed by rich female celebrities getting sexually harassed in the 80s. Anyway,
yeah, we should go back to the Vegas thing.
Yeah, we really
should. Get enough.
Nope.
Yeah.
Got 4 days, and they're like, oh, I think Chloe Sivan, you got fingered once on the set of Kids. Who cares?
Oh.
Who gives a fuck?
That's,
okay?
Yeah.
59 people died, were shot to death, 200 people were injured. I don't even know. I haven't seen any follow-ups. There's no stories about a little kid that can't walk or talk anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
People are still, dying that were in the hospital in critical condition. They're still dying.
Yeah, the numbers are probably going up. Yeah.
And Puerto Rico is, underwater.
Now, Puerto Rico is 85% no power. Still.
Still.
Since the hurricane, which was before the shooting. People are just...
Yeah, and if you consider how little power they had before that...
Think about the
no
smell
power,
of that
but
fridge.
Much strength.
Yeah, they have...
That's my Puerto Rican character.
Let me hear your Puerto Rican accent.
We have no much power, but we have much strength. He's more Asian.
He's a Mexican.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, I loved
it.
It's a high voice.
You know when they do pictures of, they say, if we can combine every race, what it would look like into one woman, and
right,
then it ends up being just this fucking generic looking bitch?
Yeah.
That's what your accent was.
How is everybody today?
It was everything in one.
Do you want to come have a plantano?
I'm high.
I'm super high.
That's okay.
Because you did
just
this
one
to
plant.
Me.
No,
you guys aren't high.
You did this to me.
Do you want to have a plant?
I'm on a diet. Just one plant. No.
Maduros. You like maduros?
I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do. Shut the fuck up.
I thought that's what I call black people in Spanish. Oh, maduros. They're moving in the neighborhood.
That deserves it's murderers.
Murderers. Yeah. Murderers.
Murderers. We have murderers.
What a great game. What a great time.
Oh, shit. So Marilyn Manson back in the day, he gets outshadowed by that, okay? That gets outshadowed by female. I mean, I guess they're being raped too, apparently. Yeah. But women are being raped at record numbers. Why are we fucking? Why are we going? Oh my God! Celebrities are the one we need to feel bad for. Why not poor black women in the projects that are being raped at a way higher level than fucking celebrities who are fucking? Like, look, I'm not sorry. Like, yeah, it sucks. Sexual harassment sucks. Being raped sucks. All these things are horrible things. But it happens in every community. So why are we going and caring so much about the most, the elite, fucking rich, successful, most powerful women in the world? Why does it matter more for them? That's a problem, in my opinion.
Hold on to your brain. I'm going to blow your mind. Here's why. Hold on to it. Because those people, the poor people, no one relates to them. No one says, oh, I'm that poor guy. You look at Brad Pitt and our ego, we go, I'm Brad Pitt.
You relate to Brad Pitt more than poor people? Are you fucking crazy?
We look alike?
Do you know who you are?
Get the same amount of pussy?
Have you ever had a conversation with anybody about yourself?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my brain to be blown.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on to it because it's about to explode right now. We all identify with celebrities.
No, we don't.
When you watch it, we not identify, but you
identify with Katherine Heigl?
No, you're not picking me up. The smart people are picking me up.
I have a different theory, and it's
let me finish my theory, Feeny.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was it.
For fuck's sake, Feeny.
Theory war!
Cue up the theory war music.
You do this on the Grand Theft Auto all the time. No, he doesn't. Listen. No, but you see a movie, the main character represents... You know, you're supposed to understand what that thing. So we look at celebrities like they're like one of us. We think we love them. But you don't love a person who works at Wendy's. You spit on a person who works at Wendy's.
You think Zach relates more to Brad Pitt than fucking the average Wendy's employee?
Or else movies wouldn't work.
Not relates, looks up to.
Yeah. No, in a movie, you only... You like a movie because you
see... Well, he looks up to him. He's from his car, usually.
Yeah.
Saying, I'll take a number three.
Yeah. I guess.
No, yeah. I think it's a much simpler answer of just the fact that celebrities are what the media always talks about, and the media is also celebrity, and it's just they're just talking about themselves.
Yes,
and we're trying to pay
you're right, but I'm saying that this is a problem. Okay, so yes, you're right that's what's happening.
The
media is pushing it into our face, and the news decided that was a bigger story than the people that were being shot.
And it worked.
It's crazy though. That's kind of crazy. I have no idea what happened with those people.
What people?
By the way, he went to rehab for 1 week.
Shot.
Who was shot?
In Vegas.
A Vegas
oh,
shooting.
Boy. That's not good.
We went.
He's had a whole conversation about it.
You've been defending it. You said you'd do
topic,
it again.
Man.
No, I just.
He actually blew my mind just now. My mind was blown.
Oh, boy. This is always my spot from now on because I get to lean.
Wall.
Yeah,
see, Shannon knew you were going to be a leaner.
Zach, if I'm talking too much, you say.
No, I don't talk on this show.
No, Zach doesn't. Here's the thing. Zach is very economical.
Oh, no, Zach's got my... I'm saying he'll keep me in check if I'm just going too crazy.
Here, we're
going
to roll another blunt for Greg.
Feeny would watch me die. Feeny would watch me burn in a car, and he'd say, see ya, friend.
He actually has done that multiple times in Grand Theft Auto.
No, you know what Greg does, which is a piece of shit? We started doing, like, we're like, oh, maybe we'll put it on, like, a live stream. People make a ton of money on these things, you know?
Like a Twitch.
Twitch or YouTube Live or whatever. So the second... There was one person that joined... one that joined the Twitch. Evan let Greg know. He turned into a completely different person. He's just like... He all of a sudden, he's bombing us, and he's fucking, like... Being on, he turned into...
Because I'm a showman, baby. I'm a song and dance man.
He's doing what you're supposed to do. When somebody comes and pays you, you're supposed to be on.
This was free.
Feeny.
This was free.
Well, he wanted to be our mod, he said. He just signed on to be a...
I don't even know what a mod is.
Moderator. They moderate your account.
Why would you just give them that?
I used to have a Honda Civic I'd like to mod.
Yeah.
I put some sweet,
how could you trust what they would have done?
Pink streamers in it.
So Marilyn Manson... So,
sorry.
Here's the deal, okay?
Not sorry.
That happened. Then the other thing that happened a few days ago, Daisy Berkowitz.
Yes, original guitarist.
The original guitarist from Marilyn Manson passed away. Now, I'm an old school...
I didn't even hear that.
Old school Marilyn Manson fan. Yeah, because it was overshadowed by fucking...
Harvey.
Angela Jolie, somebody started fucking sucking on her fucking tit.
Yeah. Who did? Sucking the tits?
After it was off her body, though.
A bloody tit?
I don't even think that's considered sexual assault. If you found Angelina Jolie's tit after it was removed and you fondled it, she's not even around.
Well, you know.
Is that some sort of sex crime?
not a sex crime, but it is a crime. It's some sort of like it's private property.
B&E.
What if I took your phone and groped it? Would that be that's not a crime?
No. It's no longer attached to her body.
It's an inanimate object at
it's
this
an
point.
It's an inanimate object. Yeah. It's just a fucking cancery tit. Okay?
Squeezing it might you actually break up some of the cancer, which you'd be doing a good thing.
Who has
to
a
your
story
DNA?
About jerking off with their mom's...
Anthony.
That's Anthony. That's so fucking funny.
Chicken cutlet tip.
That's
thing.
So fucking funny. Yeah, DeVito has a story about
he
how...
He fucked his mother, technically.
Yeah, his
you
mom...
You can hear it on the episode of Irish Goodbye
Hang
Podcast
on a second.
With Anthony DeVito.
Have a question for you, right? If I have a guy who has a prosthetic arm and he jerks me off, is he jerking me off? But then if I take his arm later when it's not on him and I use it to jerk off, is he still jerking me off?
Why would you use it to jerk off? I would use it like they use those little dinosaur head things to pick things off of high shelves.
That's fun. I mean, that's just, you know, that just works.
Yeah.
But this is a philosophical question. If the arm is attached to him and he jerks me off,
you're getting
that
jerked
man
off
is
by a guy.
By a guy.
Yeah.
If I take it off and grab it later, he's not
it's
jerking.
Mental. It's
mental. Because it's attached he's to not his attached body. To a dude.
And it's also, you're not getting, here's the thing, the actual act of your
also,
penis.
Also, why couldn't you use that excuse as in that example saying a woman? Why did it have to be a guy jerking off?
When I'm going
you could have easily said a woman with one arm.
Because when I go on an example, I'm going as deep as I
he
can.
He wants to go gay.
I want to be that guy. I feel all the feelings.
Here's the deal, okay? With
pointing to him.
If you're getting jerked off by a dude and being turned on by it, and he's being turned on by it, you're having this like gay act, right?
Sure.
So just the act of your penis being stroked isn't gay. So what is gay about fucking...
Well, because then I could wake up in the morning and be like, dude, you know you jerked me off last night? And he's like, you can fucking... Give me my fucking arm back, dude. It's like, you fucked me last
Daisy
night.
Daisy Berkowitz.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead. So here's the other thing that Zach told me today. The third thing. Because, you know, news comes in threes. That's the thing, right?
Death, usually.
Yeah, well...
Oh, yeah.
Twiggy Ramirez.
Twiggy Ramirez. Pull the news story on this. I want to see this. I want to read this.
Jordy White. Longtime bass player.
Who's the last original member of Marilyn Manson. Was kicked out of the band for...
The singer from Jack Off Jill, who used to open for Manson, said that he raped her 20 years ago.
Holy macaroni.
It was the lead singer for Jack Off Jill.
Yes.
Let me see. Pull
and
up.
They dated, and she said that he raped her while they dated.
I have decided to part ways with Jordy White as a member of Marilyn Manson. He will be replaced on the upcoming tour.
I have decided. It's such a shitty way to say it, too. Not even like we thought it was best for the band. I decided he's off of my name.
It's his shit, dude.
I understand, but still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some tact. This
White's
is a sad day.
White's departure from the band comes after Jessica Adams, a singer of Jack Off Jill, accused him of rape and abuse in October 20th Facebook post. Ooh, let me see the post. Adams detailed that she claimed, what she claims a tumultuous
click
relationship. Yeah, click the link for the Facebook post. I want to see what she said. That's fucking crazy. Let's see.
Oh, no. Whoa. This is so...
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one.
Me
what
too.
Do you mean? What's a tough one? You got to read a lot?
It's a lot, look, and it's
right
detailed.
There.
I can't turn around.
Go all the way down. Wow, Jesus! All right,
whoa,
we're not
forget
reading
it. Forget. Oh my God!
TLDR.
Yeah, TL. Dark Knight Rises.
Wow, dude, that's fucking crazy.
It only has 1,000 likes.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of unhappy faces.
That counts as a like, doesn't it?
It's got a lot of sad faces.
Does that register
too.
As a like?
It's actually not a sad face. It's jizz on the little emoji's face.
So that sucks. So, but is he denying it, or did he be like, "Yeah, you
I
got
don't think
me"?
I don't think he's made a statement. I don't think you can make a. I don't think it helps to say no or yes. I think it helps not to.
It would have helped her.
Yeah.
Come on, Zach.
No, it was. That was
come
perfect.
On, we do jokes sometimes, guys. Come on.
I don't know what. I don't know what I would do. Well, that's why I'm in a relationship because nobody can say anything because I'm not even.
No, he was in a relationship. He was in a relationship with her.
I would come out and be like, "I didn't do this. I'm in a relationship."
Yep.
We'll just go. Yeah, I don't think.
But it's got 1,000 likes.
1,000 likes of what?
On Facebook, and it's 700 shares.
Oh boy!
So the web of the amount of people that have seen that.
It's
over. Yeah.
If you get over 500 shares, you think each person averages? The normal person probably has like 1,000 to 2,000 Facebook friends, maybe. Yeah. Comedians with 5. That's a lot of fucking people seeing that.
Twiggy Ramirez. That's so fucking crazy. But I mean, I got to be honest with you. You look at the
what
old Marilyn Manson guys, and
I feel like I know her.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they're all fucking dressed weird. They're sucking each other's dicks on stage. They're crawling around talking about the devil. Don't they like rape virgins and shit and like Satanism? Isn't that like a part, like a major part? Isn't that like a cornerstone of Satanism, raping virgins?
No, I don't think so.
Come on, Greg, you don't know.
Satanism
oh
is like
God.
A...
Oh, my God. I mean, it's hard to...
Look at him.
Look
at him.
He's
that's,
raping
that's,
my eyes
that's
right now.
Virginity blood down the middle of his forehead.
There we go. And that's the lead singer of Jack Off Jill.
Oh, I know that. I know her.
You know her?
Well, from, I know Jackoff Jill. Oh. I didn't think I did.
I don't know Jackoff Jill. What do they sing?
Yeah, have they done anything they sing, since then? Please stop. Get off me, Twiggy. I'm hurting. No means no. You're a monster.
When you do these rape jokes, why do you stare right into my eyes? I feel like you're doing it to me.
And with their hit single, Two Bloody Dresses.
Pull up. I'm Gonna Wait 20 Years to Rat by Jackoff Jill.
When you do these right.
Pull up I'm Ruining the Band Marilyn Manson by Jackoff Jill.
Yeah.
The last surviving member, I mean, come on. At one point you have to look at their work and separate it from the people. What am I supposed to say? He's the last surviving member of Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, well, I don't well, yeah. What? We should talk about Las Vegas.
I'm just saying. No, dude. It's overshadowed already. We've overshadowed.
We're talking about a bassist.
Yeah.
Or guitarist?
Bassist.
Yeah. Not it's even.
Fucking bassist,
we're
dude.
Talking about a rhythm guy.
Pull up the video of Twiggy Ramirez sucking Marilyn Manson's dick on stage.
Oh, what? Good.
That's a real thing?
I remember having this video when I was a kid. Yes.
That happened?
Yes.
Is it a real
dude.
Dick or like a dildo?
No, dude.
He
would pull his dick
on.
Out and fillet him on stage
you're
during the show, dude.
The video I think you're thinking of is Manson blowing the guy from Nine Inch Nails, not
nope.
Trent Reznor.
That happened too?
It might be Manson blowing Twiggy. It's either Twiggy blowing Manson or Manson blowing Twiggy. 100%.
This happened a few
what
times.
What song is on while he's
getting
blown?
By the way, it's just like comedians. It's the same act every night. Let's get real. He's coming out. He's blowing a different guy every night on stage, dude. It's like if you've seen it once, you've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, get it. Bob Levy has the fucking blue cheese. We know.
Good. Is there a video you can't find it? It's out there. I'm telling you it is. I remember watching it as a kid, like being like 14, ninth grade. I used to love Marilyn Manson. I'd be like, that's interesting. That's
you're
an
like,
interesting
oh,
way
to probably not tell as many people I like him now going forward.
But that's how good he was, that I didn't even care as a brown person in the fucking 90s. Growing up at a time where being a fag was like a real problem. You know, being a fag today is great, okay? If I was gay, I would fucking be murdered. Look at Tim Dillon, dude. Tim Dillon got on that fucking that list of best podcasts.
I was gonna say if we were both fags, oh my god, we've been number one.
I know, dude.
That's really.
It would have been us.
Legion of Skanks retweeted that. It was like you should be ashamed.
Yeah,
such a funny.
We're gonna trash the entire list tonight. We're listening to clips from every fucking shitty show on that fucking list.
But Tim's is different though.
Sorry, I thought it was. I thought it was until it was on that list.
Rad Dudecast is on that, right?
No,
nope, I didn't open it.
No,
not
man.
Unless you're two black chicks.
With not exactly good endorsements of white males.
That's why we named this show Rap. I was trying to trick them.
Real ass dude. I was going to shut up Mark Pieces of my own. I say go to Luis Gomez's podcast, get some rad dude cast mugs. I'll just tell them this is our merch.
You know, we could do your merch on Merch Pump. You don't need to be a part of the Gas Digital Network.
That does
really?
Look like a
D. I need merch.
Look, dude. Rad.
I was thinking about doing a shirt. Shrimpin' ain't easy. With a shrimp in a pimp coat.
And is it...
So, yeah, obviously, you know, we're
getting
that. That's fucked up. Look, if he abused and raped his chick...
Can you laugh into the mic so they know I'm funny?
No.
Done.
Sorry, real ass dude.
Because that's something he's thought of, you know what I mean? Like a shrimp in a pimp coat?
Yeah. Shrimp pimp?
Shrimpin' ain't easy.
You know what, Lewis is not? He's an excellent host. He's a good comedian.
Not
a good friend.
Oh.
No, he's an okay friend. He's not good at responding to calls. He's a terrible, I'm going to laugh and support you. He's not a good yes-ender.
Yeah.
He's a lot of negative reinforcement.
That's all like being high. I don't need you guys to laugh.
But it's good because everyone does that, dude. Everyone does that to each other.
Not me. I look at you and I laugh. I laugh, and even if it's not funny, we're on the same team. We're trying to make the podcast better. You drop the ball, I'm going to take the ball and run to the goddamn end of it with it. What do they call the end of it?
The end zone.
Yeah, I'll go there.
What's the best Marilyn Manson song? What do you think?
Blackheart Death.
You just made that up.
Succulent. Did they sing a song called Succulent?
I did not rape that girl 20 years ago. Lyrics by Twiggy Ramirez.
She's so succulent.
I'll tell you the best one.
Probably Antichrist Superstar.
Yeah, Antichrist Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
That whole album, that was
or
even
that one.
Fuck each song individually. That album plays front to back. And remember, it had like the secret track at 99.
Yeah,
and it loops.
What was that song called?
You know how fucked up I was. What are you doing, Feeny?
I'm looking at Marilyn Manson ones to say I like Rock is Dead. That was what I was trying.
Let
to
me tell you something. Okay,
yeah, I'm listening because I swear.
Antichrist
I
Superstar. I would go to bed. Okay, that's how fucked up of a kid I was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is like how bad my real life was.
Yeah,
and I would play it on a loop before I would go to bed. And there's one track, which is track 99.
Yeah.
and it's just the devil talking. Yeah. Play track 99 from Antichrist Superstar real quick, Shannon.
I have a quick story, too.
Because I would wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, and this would just be on, and it would be seeping subconsciously into my brain. Track 99, Antichrist Superstar.
It was like, be mad to a podcast producer in the future.
Let's see. Yeah, play it. We're listening to the... It's just the sound of the devil.
That's not the devil.
It's the sound of the devil.
It sounds like trap.
The devil's my girlfriend. This would have been Tita. This would have been Tita talking. See? That's better.
No, see, that one
better.
Oh, shit.
See? It's better. Even though you're faking it, you dildo.
Oh, they have the lyrics. But I never knew the lyrics. I thought it was the lyrics of Karma Chameleon. All right, thanks. Very scary, though. So that's it. Marilyn Manson's officially done. The music sucks now anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Yeah, just go watch the video.
That's like when people from Korn, they all like started getting different members, and then all of a sudden they're like, Monkey and Head are going to come back. And it's like,
I didn't even know they were gone.
Yeah. Well, one of them found Christ and started like a fucking like a village. Where was he? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think that was Head.
Yeah. It was his Head. He started like a religious.
It was a cave in Israel.
He was like rebuilding a fucking a little like demolished town there, and then he was like, I don't need to be in Korn.
Can I tell you a quick thing? Oh, it's Big J.
Can I tell you a story, or you want to put him
on
the
hold on? This is Big J's first appearance on the podcast.
He's done it twice. Hold on, Big J, you're on the Real Ass Podcast live.
Oh, hey.
Hey, nigga.
Anyway, so remember I told you from that tranny that I thought I may have gotten something? It's AIDS.
Yeah.
Hey, Real Ass Podcast people. I got AIDS, yo.
We got Justin's coming in tonight for Legion of Skanks. I still haven't spoken to Dave. It's been almost 2 weeks, so...
I saw Dave yesterday.
Did you?
On the subway.
Weird. Did he say anything about us?
No.
Okay. Let me call you after the show's over.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you in a bit.
Love you.
Love you, too.
What a healthy friendship that is.
He's my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
No problems in the Legion of Skanks camp, guys. No problems at all.
They were telling me it was a beef. Was there a beef?
No.
Oh.
So... Goodbye, Marilyn Manson. It's over. That's it. Yeah. Fucking done.
Now you're done listening to him?
Yeah, dude, I can't support a rapist.
But he's out of the band.
But he's not, he's not in the band anymore. You're saying you can't support old Marilyn Manson? What are you saying?
Well, here's the thing. The new music sucks, and now I can't support the old music. The old music was built off of fucking rape vibrations.
Wait, how? If he made the album before he raped her, then you're still good, because he wasn't a rapist then.
Yeah. Or was he always a rapist? He was born a rapist.
It's like the gay thing, right?
Yeah.
Are you born a rapist, or do you learn to be a rapist?
These are the questions.
You do whatever you want. It's a free world.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You're not allowed to rape.
Oh, yeah. I have a checklist I have to look at. Can't do that one. How about this? Can I tell you about this one?
What do you want to tell me about?
I was a big Tool fan. When I was 17, I was sitting in my room, black light on, stars. My stepdad, who's a cop, walks in, and he looks at me and goes, "You on drugs?" And I was like, "Nah, man, straight edge." And then he goes, "So you're gay?" I was like, "Nope." And he goes, "Then I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you." And then left.
What? Yeah.
So just sitting in my room in a black light, like crying, listening to Tool.
And he never said that your dad was Sam Elliott before.
No, yeah.
That's pretty...
George?
Yeah.
We called him Jiggy Jiggy because he used to have a shotgun and go, ch-ch-ch.
Really?
Used to call him his Jiggy Jiggy. All my friends were, stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was that? Dust me?
I thought. Yeah,
yeah,
we like to get wet, bro.
We've been smoking DMT.
Are we going bowling, knocking down Klonopins?
Oh, God.
We haven't even started the podcast, Greg. You've been just tweaking out in the corner of the room the whole time.
I did. DMT this weekend.
Have I been making sense?
Yeah.
You did DMT? Yeah. I did DMT like a week ago.
Well, let's talk about it on the Irish Goodbye podcast this Thursday. It's live at 6 p.m.
At 8 p.m.
Okay, well. I'll talk to you about it off the air. I want to do an episode where we do DMT on the show, because you just go out for like 10 minutes, you know, and then you come back and fucking talk about what you saw.
What's that, like a bacon, lettuce, tomato?
Mike and
I'll do one. I'll do it right now.
Dude.
The LT on DMT?
Yeah. You should put a DMT on a McBLT. Then when you eat it.
A McBLT?
Remember the McBLT? Came in two sides. It was one hot side, one cold side.
What was the cold side option?
Remember this?
The cold side. Was that called the McBLT?
I don't know. Could be called anything.
Yeah, they used to put. They used to keep the lettuce and the tomato separate from the, so it wouldn't get all wilted and fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they realized that that was not worth the insane amount of effort to make that fucking happen. Nobody
remember
cared.
Remember the Arch Deluxe? That was my jam.
That was my shit, dude, as
that was
a kid.
The adult
that's a Big
burger.
Mac with bacon.
It was for the adults. No, it was not a Big Mac.
Okay.
It was the adult burger.
It was the adult burger. Adults. Yeah, dude.
They'd put a little cum on it. They go, this is a kid. This is a crime against children if we give it to kids.
That's true.
I ate it constantly.
Just a crescent moon playing piano in the sky. Coming on sandwiches.
I loved him, Moon Man Face.
Did we talk about...
There was an animatronic one that used to play piano at the one near me in Long Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll say this about Long Island. Not as long as you think. You think Long Island, this thing's going across the coast.
Yeah.
Did we talk about David Cross last week?
Yes, briefly, but we just talked about the original accusation.
What about... the David Cross thing. That was crazy.
So there's more to this story.
Oh, no.
So, you know, do you know what happened with David Cross and Charlene Yee?
Charlene Yee, yeah, I used to date her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe you.
Who could prove anything in the today?
What? The internet?
It's actually the best time to prove something.
No, I dated the same girl, Tita, for 8 years. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What?
Oh.
Do you think that Charlene Yee is your girlfriend, Tina?
I don't trust anybody anymore, so it could be.
All right.
Yeah. Greg's so, fucked.
Move on.
What? Yeah.
This blunt is fucking getting Greg to another
they
level.
They got me wet, boys. They wet me up. I should have worn my bathing suit.
Pull up David Cross's wife's.
David Cross is getting yelled at for being a racist.
Oh. Yeah.
And we're all caught up.
David Cross is getting yelled at for being a racist. Okay, because he made some racist jokes or some race jokes, racial jokes to what somebody who considers themselves a comedian. Okay, and then this girl 10 years later decides, hey, it's a good time to fucking try and attack the career of another fucking comic. Not only a comic, but somebody who is a fucking like uber liberal. Okay, this guy is he's German. Yeah, he's an uber liberal.
Uber.
Yeah.
Okay? Liberal.
And so
it's, drives it's, around it's, town. Being it's, like, women's rights are cool.
It's kind of...
Get me on your iPhone. It's an Uber.
It's an Uber liberal. I got it.
Sorry. I'm doing my own podcast over here.
Guys, you really
I'm trying
are.
To check in, but I'm having a hard time.
So, David Cross's wife came out and releases him. Did you see this?
Yes.
This is craziness.
Oh. Okay.
What happened?
So, David Cross apologizes.
Sure.
She first, his wife gave two statements. Okay, Shannon, pull it up on the big screen.
Oh,
pull
no.
it up on the big screen, Shannon. The Titantron.
Show me potato salad.
So first she said something along the lines of, you know, you can't judge a woman by, you know, her husband's actions. And then she started getting a bunch of heat. So then she tweeted out, I spoke to Charlene Yee and her feelings / safety are all that matter to me. We're good. I owe you nothing, Twitter. You're lucky to have me. I'll say it again. I spoke to Charlene. I believe her. I'm about her feelings / emotional health right now, not Twitter's. Is that okay with you? Go down.
You're lucky to have... Who is Amber Tan?
I will say this for the last time. Don't hold women accountable for the actions, decisions, or words of their partners. Don't do it. So she basically threw him under the fucking bus.
Of course.
She threw him under the bus. They got a 20-month-old daughter. Now he's got to fucking beat up her mom. That's ridiculous. Okay? That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's got to fucking drag her out in front of the rest of the family to teach her a lesson and let the whole family know to never cross him as a man in his household.
Every movie that she's been in is a movie that I've never saw. Every single one that are popular movies. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. 2 and a Half Men. Never seen one episode of that. 127 Hours. Never seen it. The Grudge 2. Never seen it. It's
wait, are we just doing movies you haven't seen? What
she
are we
picked
doing?
Every. She's in every movie
Charlene
I haven't
Yee?
Seen. Yeah. No, yeah. No, not Charlene
Amber
Yee.
Tamlin.
Amber Tamlin.
Amber Tamlin. I don't even know who she is.
She's an actress in all of these movies.
Is she hot?
That's what I'm saying. She's
Pull
in House. Apparently.
Yeah, she should be in the house fucking making me dinner. That's what I'd say if I was David Cross. But it says she throwed him under the bus.
Because we can't order Chinese.
I haven't heard, unfortunately, great stories about David Cross. as a person, unfortunately.
Maybe, look, then maybe.
Especially two other comics. Like, kind of a.
He's a shitty dude to comics?
I don't know. I heard a story, and I don't remember who's telling. I'm just telling this third party, but somebody told me that they witnessed David Cross at a concert, and this guy came up to him and, like, very politely was like, "Hey, man, I don't want to be a dick and interrupt your good time. I just want to let you know that I'm such a big fan of yours, loved Arrested Development and all this stuff, and I think you're a great comedian. Thanks so much. I didn't mean to bother you." And then, goes to walk away, and David Cross just went. And then kept watching the show. Like, yeah. Just basically was like, "Can you fucking believe this guy?" Where it's like, I don't think there's a better way to go up to somebody to tell them that than to, like, lean in as you're already saying
it
goodbye.
It was a cat whisperer. Yeah, you know that guy? You know the guy who whispers to cats?
Cesar Millan?
No, there's a cat whisperer guy.
Oh.
Jackson Galaxy?
Yeah, that's him. It was Jackson Galaxy, the cat whisperer. Same?
And but I'd like to think same? That he's a nice guy.
There's yeah. David Cross. I thought you actually pulled up Jackson Galaxy. I was like, wait. I was like, wow. I was really on point with that reference.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, he looks like David Cross. And that's David again. Cross's why.
This is very unprofessional from a guy.
Oh, no. You got the round robin. Everyone that's close to you.
Hold on. Babe, I'm on the podcast. I'll call you right after, okay? Sorry, guys.
Wasn't as upset about that one.
Yeah.
I swear to God, my kid better be fucking dead. We have a different relationship.
Yeah.
Shove a loop.
Yeah.
Love you.
Apple like his eyes glazed over to another level of like,
Mamacita.
Yeah.
Hold on, put Living La Vida Loca on. Oh, Kim's yeah. calling. Oh, we're just partying like Puerto Ricans, you know.
Call you back, my little picante.
Babe,
sunflower.
Listen to today's episode. It has nothing to do with you, but listen to the beginning especially.
And not anything else.
Yeah, please don't listen to the whole part where whatever. He rails on female whatever. Celebrities.
That's not really on female celebrities. It's saying that why are we making them more important than other people?
Well, there's
people?
The Me Too thing, which actually is what helped spread that into the mainstream.
It's a good
so
thing.
So now it's crossed over.
Whose side are you on? You're such a fucking chick.
I'm playing the devil's advocate
no,
to
you're
you.
Playing
I'm
the fucking, to, you're playing the fucking...
I'm trying to get you in trouble. I'm an instigator.
You're playing the fucking the chick advocate.
No, I'm not.
Here you are.
I'm playing right... I'm doing the Dave Smith. Heard of him? Right down the middle. You know what I mean?
The devil wouldn't fucking be doing what you're doing right now. The devil would be going like, yeah, get her, get her.
Yeah.
No, devil's advocate.
The devil is my girlfriend. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to stop talking about Tita this way.
Yeah, why? What's your problem with your girlfriend today, dude?
She's great, but it's, you know, I don't know where she is for like a week.
Shannon, I need some more coffee. This one's cold now.
Mentally.
I would love a coffee.
That's the thing about, Shannon. Check this out. Coffee, right? Hot coffee will become iced coffee, but iced coffee will never become hot coffee.
It's just like a small smoke.
Can you microwave it?
I guess you can, but I'm
please,
saying like naturally.
You.
I guess if you go to Florida.
We're in a break?
No, we're not on a break.
you guys are it's like I'm just, you're scrolling on the internet. I don't even know what are you
once.
Doing?
I had a look at something.
You were just I saw you mindlessly scrolling.
I did really mentally check out for 40 seconds. Yeah. So whatever happened in that 40 seconds, I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, wait, let me catch
this
you up.
This is the worst
what
episode.
What happened?
Greg introduced the theory that
what's the theory?
Hot coffee can become cold coffee, but cold coffee cannot get hot on its own.
That is
you know what I mean?
I
that's some shit. That's
are you caught
so
up?
Get the hot up. Coffee because okay. Then you get both.
I got it.
More for your money.
Both.
So I checked out. There was no reason for me to be in on that.
It's like the McBLT. There's the cold side and the hot side.
Yeah, if that's its real name.
And the DMT, if you want to put in there, get the McBLT DMT. Now you're enjoying your DMT.
Do the McDMT?
The McDMT.
Again?
Who is it?
It's Dave. Why? It's going to be all your friends are going to call.
That's Kimmy. That's Kimmy.
Every person you know.
It's fine.
Why would you call back? Unless she's watching, and
I also like my.
She's watching the live stream.
What point do I do my act?
Your phone?
Do I do my set?
My ringer.
You can also just.
I know
it
you've
off.
Kept
what
it on
is?
For this entire episode.
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks, Shannon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, let's.
Fart gas. Digital. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
Fart gas.
So David Cross's wife.
Whoa! This is still happening.
Yeah, dude. She fucking. What would you do? Let me ask
Greg,
you.
Greg, I have horrible news about something that happened in Las Vegas.
Everyone uh-huh. here has a chick. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a first. I feel like
everyone here's got a chick, so we know what the fuck it's like to have a chick. You know, and we know what it's like to have, feel support and feel love and to feel like fucking.
Is this as a stir?
Use whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
Yeah, you can use it as a stir, dude. So listen.
It's pretty great.
What would you do if your chick fucking threw you under the bus like that?
I would tell her. I would tell her this relationship is over.
Yeah, you would, right?
But if you're that liberal as he is, he would probably tell her to tweet that out. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's possible. Such a fucking
right?
Pussy.
Right?
Probably did.
Right?
Probably did like a bitch.
You save yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. crazy.
I deserve my actions.
Yeah.
I will atone for
he
my
probably
sins.
Checked himself into some fucking rehab. Oh, yeah. Did the rehab that Harvey Weinstein checked himself into?
One week.
Pull it up.
1 week?
Oh, this is good enough time. Really good
pull up the rehab that Harvey Weinstein is going to for a week.
Give it to me. I'd like some.
Just ask Shannon.
No.
Shannon Greg would like never. Another cup of coffee.
I would. This would be my 15th cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Well, no, three.
So what,
you were close.
What would you do if you're? But forget it. Let's say for all intents and purposes, it is what it is. It is what we see, which is her throwing him under the bus. Would you break up with your chick if she did that to you?
You're asking me?
No, the person that I'm looking at.
I thought this was a podcast. I thought we.
I'm
were
asking
all...
you.
So what's the question? If did what happened? Was she went on?
If she went publicly,
but here's
and
the question:
said,
did I really do the rape?
It's not rape.
No, yeah. You just said ching chong ching.
You said ching chong ching.
Oh, yeah.
To Greg's girlfriend.
No, yeah. I'd probably just be like, hey, don't comment about it. Don't feed the trolls.
What if she
all.
Did? What if she did and threw you under the bus?
I would be angry. I would absolutely be angry.
How angry?
I don't know.
What would you do to her?
I don't
in a perfect world, you can get away with it. No crimes, no lawyers, nothing involved.
I don't think he's going to murder her for
no,
that.
It's yeah, yeah, it's really not me. Worth murdering.
No, but this is the, this is a perfect world. Okay, you can do whatever you want to
a perfect
a woman.
World where murder is
you
legal.
Can do whatever you want to a woman.
3 days of passive aggressive silence from me.
What would you do? No, really, what would you do though? Would you? Is it enough to fucking break up with her? I would break up with my chick.
No.
Can I ask you a question to support this question? If there was a war that broke out right now and it just said all men versus all women, do you try to protect your girlfriend or do you just kill her?
You kill her.
No, the difference.
She's going so you're to a man on you one day.
So I'm saying, so you're a man before you're her lover.
The difference
so
with
I'm
this
her lover
is completely. Actually, it only works for you. You're the only one that this intangibly works.
Asshole.
No, because listen, because he's dating someone not in comedy. You're dating someone not in comedy, right? I'm dating someone not in comedy, so that doesn't work for me because they would never do that. Because then you could be like, don't speak. But this woman is an actress. You are dating a person who also
who
is
has a social media following.
Exactly.
It
so
doesn't matter.
You have so, but if it did, what would you do? You'd break up with Kim if she did that?
Dude, I would fuck her sister. I would kill her father. I would fucking put sugar in her gas tank.
Yeah.
I would destroy her life.
Huh.
You say you believe both. I go, I believe him that he may not have done it. I believe her that she thinks he did it or that he did it. You could just believe both sides and still be okay.
Do you even know what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, man.
What are we talking
Las
about?
Las Vegas. They may have had a reason to get what they got. Just kidding. That, oh boy, that'll get me in the papers.
Edit out is just kidding. I mean that.
No, say I was serious.
Just where's he staying? Pull it up. I want to see Shannon.
I can't find it.
There's an image of it.
That's why she. That's why I'm nice to Shannon. That's why she.
If you just Google image search Harvey Weinstein rehab
shooter,
I promise you it will come up. I'm going to teach Shannon how to be a good fucking producer.
I did exactly that, Lewis.
Harvey Weinstein, do this. Go to Google image.
I was calling Lewis a bitch. Not
this
you.
Is great coffee. Yeah, I was like Zach, add a character.
Harvey Weinstein rehab, and now go to Google images, and pull it up on the big screen. Because I want to prove that it's fucking going to happen. Now go to images.
What's going to happen?
Was Dana ever the producer on this show?
Now go down. Keep on going. Keep on going.
Yep. Uh-huh. I just did this.
Keep on going. The Meadows! Okay, okay.
I've seen that picture.
Okay. Fuckface now. See, number of the Meadows. See, it's reusing your brain, Shannon. Inside the resort-like facility where Harvey Weinstein reportedly headed to her
detention. I didn't think it'd be down that
far. Yeah, you're goddamn right you didn't think it'd be down that far.
Kate Moss.
37,000.
Go all the way down. I want to see some pictures of this place. This place is fucking ridiculous.
We should just go to themeadows.com or whatever.
Yeah, just
actually,
go
it's probably a music festival. It is a music festival.
I
went to that music festival. Let me tell you about the music festival I went to. The Meadows.
Just find the pictures of the fucking Meadows, Shannon. Thank you. So this place is like a huge resort. Like it's like basically like all-inclusive resort for sex addiction.
But resort
though.
To what?
For sex addiction.
Violence? We can never resort to violence. What are we talking about?
So is that even a fucking thing? Like when you check yourself into something like that, Does that even count as doing anything? You know, if you're like a, if it's for sex addiction, that's like a horseshit thing too, because you think you can still do drugs, you can still drink, right? Can you allowed to do that at the Meadows? Probably not, right?
No, there's all sorts of issues that they treat, eating disorders, drugs, and whatever. So you can't do any of that stuff.
Really? Okay.
Oh, they have horses.
They have horses. Look, Shannon's ready to go.
She needs emotional therapy. After.
No, can you go there for being a retarded producer on a podcast network? Oh, do they have some sort of
Shannon
therapy for that, where you could like ride a horse and then all of a sudden you know how to fucking pull up the volume to a track?
Here's the thing: what's going to happen, right? Shannon is going to sue this place, and they're going to ask all the comedians. They were like, "Did you not see it?" And we're all going to be like, yeah, man, we kind of saw it.
Yeah.
And then we're all going to die. Because we're not stopping.
They have hundreds of hours of records.
Yeah, thousands of hours.
Crystal clear video.
It's unbelievable. We upgraded the camera system to show the harassment that we give Shannon.
I'm going to take a plea deal to get rid of the shit I've said to Shannon.
No, we made her sign something saying that she can't sue us for sexual harassment.
Oh,
Lynn.
Shannon, you didn't sign
that?
True. You didn't sign that yet?
Nope.
Ralph!
He's not here.
No, I'm telling you guys to throw up. Everyone, right now. Is he really not here? Fuck.
No, he's here.
Oh, he's here. Ralphie! Come here for a second.
Shannon, for the love of God, do not sign this. Just sign it. Sign it.
Open. Look, here's the thing. She's got a... Ralphie! Okay, so we never got the contract for Shannon to sign saying we can sexually harass her.
Nope.
Okay, so here's the deal. We got to do that
No
today.
Lawyer would write it.
Can I tell you why we got to do it?
No lawyer.
She...
Because I'm going to pull my dick out right now?
Yeah. No. After you pull... Before you pull your dick out, you have to do it. Because here's the thing. There's one moment in Shannon's life where she's going to have that pen. And she's going to go, am I going to make this decision right now? And we're at a place right now where she knows that we're not rich enough to really sue us for anything. She's going to bankrupt us. She's going to get nothing, okay? But if we wait too long, then she's going to go, wait, I'm not going to sign this. I'm going to sue you right now. So we need to do this.
When there's another Me Too in 20 years.
Yeah.
I'll get it done. I have someone writing something up.
Okay.
Is there an IGP
Twiggy Ramirez from Marilyn Manson.
We haven't had ours.
Yeah, I haven't done.
All right.
We have all new
Yeah, all new contracts at the Gas Digital Network.
But then what do you need a contract for? What protects Shannon?
Yeah.
What protects her? You guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
What? You better lawyer up, honey.
Yeah.
No, because here's the thing. It's always a show. I also told Ralph to protect ourselves. We need to have a camera going 24 hours a day. So then we can always say, no, we're kidding. At all times, it's always a part of this grander show.
How many producers have you gone through?
I don't know.
Shannon's
sexually?
Been here for a while. Yeah. Have you ever had Dana as a producer of yours?
No.
Do you treat your other podcast producers like
I treat Shannon the best out of every producer on the network. Shannon, do I not treat you well?
You've never yelled at me how I've heard you yell at Bobby.
See?
Oh, that's a fun qualifier. You haven't
Bobby?
Abused me as other people I've seen abuse worse.
Here's what I do.
She's going to tweet about you in 10 years.
She can't spell.
She's going to like, I'm sharing my story in 280 characters. Lewis only still has one.
Have you ever watched her try to tweet? It's hilarious. She just smashes her boobs under the keyboard.
Oh.
Just gets like a cat walks on the keyboard. It's hilarious. So.
Yeah, bringing us down.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. So.
It's a time bomb.
Plea deal. Plea deal.
Shannon, you're never going to sue us, right, babe?
Right, babe.
Thanks, sweet tits.
You're welcome.
No, okay, here's what you do. This is the way you get people to do good work for you, okay? You break them down emotionally.
You lead by example. Hold on, my girlfriend's calling.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, you just break them down over and over and over again. You know, every single day. Every single day you do them, just hit them a little bit, a little bit. Nothing crazy. Yeah. You're not doing knockout blows. You're just, it's like leg kicks in an MMA fight. You're just chopping them down, okay? And then what happens is you don't even have to compliment them.
Yeah.
It's just when the bell rings and they get that minute rest in between rounds, they're so just thankful for the rest.
Sure.
That it's like...
But how can they do good work if they're exhausted?
If you compliment them,
they
break down and start crying. It's unbelievable.
I want to play a game called Who Said It? Luis Gomez or ISIS? And then you have to decide where this quote came from.
You're like, Luis J. Gomez. There's way more N-words. It's got to be Luis. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
ISIS has some modicum of...
I wanted to pull this up really quick. Number two... No. Number three, Shannon. This is there's a boxer. I don't follow boxing, but I think these are actually like real deal boxers. I think these are pretty highly ranked boxers. So there was going to be a boxing match, and this already did happen. It's Billy Joe Saunders versus William Monroe Jr. And they're doing a weigh-in. I got to play the video of the weigh-in.
I know who I'm betting on.
Floyd Mayweather?
So, now the little kid, there's a little kid who kind of goes up between them. And
oh, yeah.
The black guy goes and rubs the kid's head, right? You play it again. Rewind it again, Shannon. Goes and rubs the kid's head, and then the kid fucking punches the black guy in his dick.
Why did he punch that guy?
Because...
Like, he was super calm about it. It was his other boys that were like, yo.
Kid. Look at the way he was smiling.
So here's what happened, okay? This is... The little kid is the son of the white boxer, okay? Now, the... Go down, and I'll get a quote from the white boxer, which is interesting. Go down.
He didn't even pay attention.
Billy Joe Saunders says, my son's been taught when a stranger puts their hands on them, they don't know, punch and run away, self-defense.
Spelled defense, right?
Which is actually, it's bullshit. Let's get real. It's bullshit. If you watch the video, watch it slowly. You see the kid's planning on hitting this fucking guy, right?
Yeah, and he's also before perfectly not paying attention.
Go all the way back. Watch. You'll see even before he touches him, right? The kid goes up, even from the very beginning, go, Shannon. Very, very beginning. Because you'll see the kid tries to walk up, and they try to keep the kid back. The kid's planning some sneaky shit already. Okay, he goes up there. They try to move him away. Look. Right? And then, boom, he's ready to go.
He
tries to go kick him.
That
kicks him, right? Right? Now, the other guy's trainer goes and mushes the little motherfucker. The dad doesn't even give a fuck. Dad doesn't even look. Just like, what? Like, I gotta be honest with you. This little kid's a fucking asshole, okay? And, you know, look, obviously you're not gonna go and hit a little kid, but it's like, you're kind of raising a little cocksucker. That's really what's happening, dude. You got a kid who's going to come up and is going to go put his hands on some
sucker
other fucking
punch.
Dude and sucker punch him. When the guy puts his hand on his head and pats him on the fucking head, it's like he's actually being a fucking good dude.
Yeah.
He's not being a piece of
and
shit.
And he
to
was
your
a
kid.
Good dude after he kicked him in the dick.
Yeah,
he laughed. Like,
yeah, he laughed about
like,
it.
Hang on, but do you think that there's any chance the kid was like, well, this is the guy who wants to fight my daddy? I'm going to put him first.
Kind of, yeah, but I think that the kid thought it was going to be funny. I think the kid thought he was going to get a moment to kind of look, you know, have a moment.
I don't think a kid that young is thinking, like, this is
he's
my
like
moment
11.
Of
he's
celebrity.
He's like 11. Yeah, I do. I think.
He's
I
not
think,
11.
How old was that kid?
That kid was like 6.
My son's 5. You think he's...
Yeah, I think he was a little bigger than James.
Go back to... I'm sure it says, Shannon. Find out the fucking age. Figure it out.
Under 10.
I'll bet you he's 11 years old. Maybe 10. I'll give you 10.
So you're picking the over.
I'm saying that's kind of fucked up. And if that was my kid, you know, I'd have a real problem with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't go and go, oh, my kid was taught if somebody puts their hands on him to hit. Your kid's taught if somebody goes, hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
You punch him in the face.
Immediately.
That's crazy. You're teaching your kid to be a violent fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You mean the boxer?
That's not
He's
peaceful
teaching
parenting.
Kid to be a violent...
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, look, I do a podcast with Michael Bisping. He's a UFC champion. He's not out there teaching his kids to punch people in the face.
No,
he actually
course.
Teaches his kids to be, like, really respectful fucking kids. That was garbage. I don't know, man. Either way, real estate of the week, that kid.
Now he's a real estate.
Sorry, every Puerto Rican woman.
Yeah.
He's been revoked.
All right, real estate of the week, that little kid's fine. Look, he had balls to do it either way. Imagine that fucking black dude would have just uppercutted his head off, though.
That would have been great.
He's like, I've been taught when I've been hit in the balls to just start swinging.
Yeah, with
by
a blind
God.
Rage.
By
yeah,
God,
yeah.
Because that's what happens. I just start swinging like a psychopath. Got a big, fat, black dick, too. You know he just fucking got him.
Who? What?
I think the kid hurt his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That eggplant's strong.
Yeah. He actually thought it was his son. He thought he was fighting with the black guy's kid. Thanks, Greg.
I don't think we ever got an age.
Do we have an age? No, we don't got anything?
No, I'm looking for it.
He's young.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. It's fine. It's fine. So, follow up to this story as well. The father who put his adopted daughter outside after she refused to drink her milk.
Yep, 3 a.m., put her outside, said he saw coyotes.
Said he saw this little girl right here. Cute little girl. Okay, she went missing. Follow-up story.
Update.
Does it live, Shannon?
Does it live or does it die?
What do you think, Greg?
If this child is alive or dead?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope alive.
No, she's like 30 pounds, dude. She was three.
I hope she's alive.
What do you think? Yeah. You're going to go wishful thinking?
Yeah, man. I'm always going to pray the kid's alive.
Well, we're not praying right now. We're going with a guess. Either. It's a bet right now.
Oh, a bet.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be right. What's more important? This kid being alive or being right?
If it's going to be right, it's a dead kid. That's how you would do this. I do not see you in any way saying, hey, let's look at this alive kid.
No, we've had alive. We have things that have lived, right, Shannon?
Yes.
Yeah, bro, they weren't kids. They were probably lizards or something. Because this lizard alive? Yeah, let's keep the lizard alive.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to hope that it's alive. Yeah, I'm going to go alive.
It's a girl. It's not it.
Well, I'm going to say alive because I think that you're a parent and that would crush you if it was dead. So I'm going to say alive.
Okay. Shannon, does it live or does it die?
Update, guys. She drank her milk. She's home safe. Shannon, go ahead.
No. So
she did.
What happened was the dad originally said that she didn't drink her milk, so he made her stand outside by the tree, and then she disappeared. But what actually happened is he was trying to make her drink the milk and then shoved it down her throat, basically, and she died.
No!
He drowned her with milk.
What? Where did he put her?
Oh, that's fun.
He just, like, they
found her. What did they find her in? Go down. There was a word. I didn't know
a
what
ravine?
It was. No, it wasn't a ravine. There was a word that I didn't know what it meant.
Love.
Yo, she killed. So what, he can be punishable up to 99 years in prison, that said?
Yeah.
Yeah, life. You kill a kid, you get life.
Yeah, Shireen was missing. They found her in a culvert. What's a culvert beneath the road?
It's like a dip. It's like a dip.
A culvert.
It's like a dip. A little dip.
No, you don't know what a culvert is.
I don't know what a dip is.
Let me see.
A tunnel
carrying a stream or open drain under a road or railway. Is that a dip?
Damn.
He just fucking made it up. A little dip.
A little dip.
They found her in a dip.
I think you were thinking of Dibbit.
My daughter was killed by a clown in the shorts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like great promotion. They just are like, all right.
Officer, I saw a red balloon.
Yeah, yeah. She floats.
I want to see what a culvert is. Let me see. Can I see a culvert?
The most interesting podcast.
It is. This is.
This is a great one.
You learn what
I'm
a culvert is. See, that's what they found her. That's what a culvert is.
You can tell me that's not a dip?
It's a fucking
dip, a dip, a dip, a dip.
All types of dips. No, that was the guy's name who did it. A dip, a dip, a dip, a dip. A dip jihadi.
Dip.
Yeah, so that's fucked up, dude. So he threw in one of those.
You got to know that you're finding that. That's the first place you look for babies.
Yeah.
You gotta go buried.
I would assume that there's a body in each one of those holes.
Why do
people throw it in the water? I don't understand. Unless you do the thing where you wrap it up, you attach it to the bunch of cinder blocks, and then you make like a series of like cuts in it, so that way as the gas is released, you know, they don't end up floating up to the top in pieces, and then the fish can eat them. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
But otherwise, I mean, what are you going to do?
Feeny is a serial killer.
How are you going to, you know?
How do you know how to do that, Feeny?
Buddy, I've watched a lot of mafia.
Shannon, look up the best way to get rid of a body.
You cut the. You,
it's got to be incineration.
Here's what you do. You do nitrogen, freeze the body, break it into little pieces of ice, then serve it as iced tea to your other enemies.
Ah, very smart.
You drink the body of your lover.
You just
like kill their lovers.
You do this Scott Tenorman thing, just make everybody eat their own.
What's the best? 10 ways to dispose of a dead body. You really needed to know. All right, this is great.
Fling into space.
Right. Oh, is this a fucking click through? God
damn
it.
I hate it.
No, it says view on one page, it said.
View on one page, Jenny. Go back. First thing first, kill an Indian, apparently.
Oh, you bitch. You stupid bitch.
Oh, you got to subscribe to View on One Page? Smart, because it almost makes me want to do it.
Again, not you, Sean, in this website.
First thing first. Right now, getting rid of the body is all very well, but it's only a small detail. First off, you need to understand what body is like. Go down.
Why is there a gift from Mulan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Burial. You could bury it. Burying seems pretty good, but it's also a ton of work.
It is, but you bury it and then you put dirt on it.
Have you ever tried to bury? Have you ever? Let me. Like, I remember I had a kitten that died.
Mm-hmm.
My cat was a whore when I first moved to New York City, and she snuck out and we get fucked all the time. I have kittens like crazy, right? And one of the kittens, she had like these four little cute kittens, and I had a reclining chair.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh.
And one of the kittens went up in the chair, and I was looking for it, and I moved the chair. and the chair kind of had like springs underneath, and somehow this cat's neck got snapped in the process.
No way.
Oh yeah.
Of course. Were you devastated?
It was really hard.
Holy shit. How old were you?
It was fucking I was jerking off everywhere. This was like 24, 25.
Oh, okay. So you were old enough. But if you did that at like a young age, your whole life would have been different.
Maybe. I mean, my father was murdered when I was 4. You think that would have been the difference?
Must have been a big chair.
Cuz you did it.
Liz's dad was hiding in a chair.
Yeah. Papa? Papa?
Just a mischievous Puerto Rican man.
Yeah.
Hiding in a chair.
So I felt
a lazy boy.
Oh, of course. No.
I felt really bad about this cat dying, and I wanted to give it a proper burial. And it's so funny because I remember my
Papa, come out. We have a saucer of milk for you.
Mew, mew, mew.
Lewis's dad hiding in a chair is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ah, we crushed dad again. Don't recline the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Had your father pass. Snapped his neck in a reclining chair. So, no, I felt really bad. So I got a shoebox and did like a proper burial for this kitten in my backyard. I had a backyard. This is in Brooklyn. And I remember, first of all, I remember the mom, Belinda, that was the cat's name. She was so upset that I killed her baby. She was not. Listen to me. Not happy.
Yeah.
Okay. But I told her to stop getting fucked. Okay. All the time. I remember one time, like, a cat came in to fuck her. Like, in the night, it was like a dad, dude. A cat came in, and I remember I woke up to hearing just glass breaking. Like, all I heard was this, like,
Stone Cold ran in. Fuck this cat.
He takes two beers and his fucking ass is
Belinda's fucking everyone, brother.
He just goes like this out of your house.
I keep thinking that Lewis is talking about a black guy from the 50s where he's just like, yeah, they killed this cat, man. Talking about some blues Blair.
So listen, I hear glass, I hear this is a rhythm. Yeah. Now, here's what happens. I'm half asleep, half awake now, and I just keep on hearing.
And this is like, the secret track to a Marilyn Manson album?
Yeah.
No, but in my head, I'm going like, what the fuck could possibly be making this fucking noise right now? Like, it's glass breaking over and over again. It sounds like a person just taking, like, glasses and just, in a perfect rhythm, just
dropping.
It's bananas. And I probably lay there.
Were you a little scared?
My good China!
Yeah.
I probably lay there for about a minute and listen to this before I get up, like, before my mind starts to connect the pieces that there's no way this is a normal thing, you know? There's, like, a full minute of it. So that's a very, very long time for just...
Yeah.
So I get up and I walk out, and there's a huge cat, huge black cat, actually. Okay. Not my cat. Okay. Belinda's somewhere in the house. She had just gotten fucked by this cat. Okay. This cat had broken the window. I was in a basement apartment. He like pushed it in to get in to fuck my cat because she was that much of a whore. Okay. But was trying to get back out the same window. So the windows are one of those little slit basement windows that are up at the top. He was trying to jump up to the window, but he kept on landing in the glass that was at the base of the window. So this giant, fat, black cat broke a window. There's glass everywhere. And his bloody feline AIDS paws, there's blood everywhere and all over this glass.
Shit.
And I just look at him and he goes, and then looks at me and goes, and bolts through the apartment and runs everywhere and tracks blood everywhere. It was a fucking nightmare. A fucking nightmare.
Wait, did it get out?
Yeah, I opened up my back door and was like, leave. Jesus, I had to. What was I supposed to do?
We've been doing this show for years.
I've never told that
and
story.
And you've never told
that? That's why aren't you saying that on stage?
I told
that's
on
funnier
Skanks
than anything you've ever said. It's great. Jesus Christ. Shit. I picture the cleanup of you in boxers going, like, looking at the glass. And
fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Yes.
Fuck! Belinda, get the fuck out of here! Yeah.
Just spraying her with a spray bottle.
Bad cat! Bad cat!
Dude, it was fucking crazy. It was crazy. Oh, man. Anyway.
A cat broke into your apartment.
Fuck my The fuck my cat.
Just the... Yeah, the Dorado.
Just... But, like swept glass everywhere and then bolted all over the apartment. It was a nightmare, dude. And it's just the moment where it was like, if a human had done that, you'd be upset, be like, all right, well, you're at least cleaning half of this, you motherfucker. This cat was not cleaning this. There was no chance this cat was helping to clean this at all. You know you have to clean it all. And it's like cat blood and glass. In that situation, you just move. You're like, all right, well, that's it. I'm moving into a new apartment. I'm not dealing with this. Because you also go, I have to pick up glass and worry about now getting blood into my blood. I don't know what the fuck you can catch from cats.
Yeah.
Black Brooklyn cats.
You can't
cats.
Call a cleaning service because it's like you clean up all this blood.
Blood and glass.
I'm calling the apartment. I'm calling the police.
Man, if you clean up all this blood and glass, my cat's a slut.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, boy. So, let's...
So that little Indian girl's dead. All right, what's next?
Yeah.
How do we get from there to my cat?
I don't this. Know.
Oh, burying bodies.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we were talking about the 10.
Oh, yeah, we're only on number 10.
10?
Oh, and that's why.
He's trying to bury
it. And it all comes back.
But let me tell you something about burying bodies. That kitten in a shoebox...
Uh-huh.
It was a fucking nightmare to bury. It was the amount of work that it took to dig a hole large enough for a fucking Nike shoebox, size 13. I would sooner burn that. I would flush the cat down my toilet before I did that again.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that's why you got to burn it. Like
yeah,
you're making
so what's
a
number,
murderer.
What's number nine? Burial's not an option. You do not have enough time to bury. That's, I'm not doing that. Number nine.
This is a dog burying something.
Bury a decoy. That's also burying. What the fuck
bury
is that?
A decoy.
Yeah,
what does that mean, bury a decoy?
Thing.
How do I get a decoy?
Oh, no, this is just a step-by-step guide of how to get away with it, showing, starting with the burial, right? This is what all
oh.
this stuff is. It's
oh.
like, have an alibi, reuse a grave.
No, this is 10 ways to
cremate the body.
Dispose of a dead body.
But how is that? How is that one?
Reuse a grave is smart. A fresh grave was just dug up. You throw the body on
still
top of that.
Still a lot of digging.
Yeah, but it's a fresh grave. All that foundational work was done, dude. They have a machine that comes in and loosens up the dirt. That's actually a fucking smart way to do it, dude. On a fresh grave.
Fresh grave.
You dig up a fresh grave.
What are you doing with the other body?
You throw the fucking body on top of it. You don't even open the casket. You take the body. You push it on. You bury. You go fucking like 5 feet down. Not even six.
No, you go 10 feet. Everyone knows 10 feet.
No, it's
everyone,
6 feet deep.
You gotta go
6 feet deep. You're gonna stop at five.
Though.
You get caught.
You
go to 7.
Yeah, we're already here. We might as well get a nice even number.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit China.
Burning.
I just say you throw the body in a pool filter. Public pool. Let that guy scoop it out. He'll deal with it. Is the workout thing
yeah, he's 16. He's got the tools equipped to...
I say you tie it to a rocking chair in an old folks' home. Yeah.
How
he's always keeping the check coming.
That,
they're not checking.
Is that fucking ad to the right, by the way?
Number 7. Burning. All right, let's see. What does it say? The first thing you should know about burning a body is that it stinks. You won't be able to just pass it off as impromptu barbecue with a cheery wave to the neighbors and a novelty pinny.
I don't like how they're trying to be funny.
I also don't like how they're British. They spell neighbors
yes,
with a U
yeah.
and a novelty
or Canadian,
pinny.
Or Canadian.
No, they're fucking definitely Brits. They'll soon imagine that you've opened a direct passageway to Satan's colon. All right, so no, burning's not good either. You're dealing with fumes of fucking... You're breathing
but,
in...
But, you see the bottom? It said you're guaranteed to dispose... The last sentence of that.
Okay, but you're guaranteed to dispose of it.
Guaranteed destruction of all evidence, including DNA, and that's the most important thing, because that's where
raped,
it tracks
you've
you.
Raped this body.
Well, I mean, if it's dead, you're there.
I don't even think it should be an extra crime if you... Whatever you do to the body after it's dead, that should just be that's hilarity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a bit.
That should just be part of your reel.
It's called it's the tag.
You were born
you're
to rape
it.
Dead bodies.
6, dissolving in acid.
Where do you get the acid? That's the problem. You have to sell the acid.
Yeah, Walter White from Breaking Bad. That was his way of doing it. But hydrofluoric acid is as good of a way of reducing incriminating body into soup. But is it the best way? Hydrofluoric acid is indeed extremely corrosive and very toxic, but it probably won't completely break down a body. Go down, go down, go down. Humble... What is this? One of your best bets would actually be humble drain unblocker, or more specifically, the sodium hydroxide found in most drain unblockers. Seeing as these cleaning products are designed to dissolve organic, specifically human debris, such as hair and skin that gets washed down your plug hole.
But it would take a long time. That's the problem with that one. And you got to store a big fucking container of human juice somewhere.
No, you just fucking...
Drink it, man. You become your enemy. Come on. I love that there's a guy who's trying to figure out how to bury a body. He needs to go to this goofy website and figure it out.
No, I like that one, dude. The acid one, first of all, with normal house cleaner, you don't have to have any specific things, okay? Like Drano, okay? You get fucking like 40 bottles of Drano. Where you order it on Ralph's Amazon.
Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa, I need 40 bottles of Drano.
Again?
And an oil drum. Yeah.
No, dude, that's actually a really good way to do it. And then what you do is you take it out of your house like they do Rum Runners or those like cruise flasks.
I love those.
Yeah, you fucking strap them to your body. And you go out and you fucking dump them off into the fucking river.
Yeah. But I'll drink it. Everyone knows that.
You really won't be able to help yourself.
You can't find it. Yeah. First, I'm thirsty. One.
Yeah.
Two, you know.
A human smoothie? Delish.
Things you're forgetting about, man. I like you fucking got to put it into diamonds and wear it as a ring.
Go ahead.
You know, you have to humiliate your
next one.
That's what people aren't talking about.
Next one is number five, wood chipper.
That's stupid.
This is ridiculous.
That's so much
There's
DNA
no, that's not
everywhere.
True.
Just
bones are made pretty chipper. Strong stuff, so wood chippers are made to deal with tree limbs.
Blood flying everywhere.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's arguably
your neighbors
the
look
worst
at you,
one.
Like,
yeah.
What? Dude, just that's blood.
Noisiest
that's not wood.
It's the noisiest thing you could do.
Did you see the bleeding tree? Joe Rogan tweeted out a picture of a tree. When you cut into it, it bleeds. Like, no, I have this extraordinarily thousand-year-old rare tree from South America that I just chopped up in my wood chipper.
Yeah.
We're in Harlem.
You're just fucking covered in blood, brains, guts. Like, oh yeah, got rid of the body. Yeah. Totally cool.
Dude, just some cat tried to fuck my cat. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
Go with spread glass on the ground.
See, this isn't this. I tell you, you got so much to work against you here. We got
down
currents,
to the
you
depths.
Got the oxygen in the body.
Chuck your unfortunate victim into the large body of water, preferably sending them to the bottom of the ocean. Bear in mind, when we say the bottom of the ocean, we're talking like the very bottom. There's no point in dumping it a little way offshore, or worse, in a river, only to have it bob up like a grizzly lilo.
It stinks.
No, the Let's movies.
See. Once... see, chicken wire. That's the way to do it. You wrap it in the chicken wire.
Hold on.
And that way it stops it. What?
I'm talking to you, man.
We're on a podcast.
Here's
what are you talking about? What are you talking to me? We're having a conversation on a podcast.
Feeny.
Not only was Feeny. I talking, but we are all talking. You just turned.
Feeny.
Where do you want to get food after this?
No.
Is that what you want to do? You're
no. I have the best way to get rid of a body.
You want to go to cats?
I'm not going to cats. It's not my birthday.
Yeah,
so, I go to cats on my birthday or Christmas. You know, it's too much roast beef for a Thursday.
No, you get corned beef, not roast beef.
I get all the beefs. I got beefs.
I get all the beefs.
So, go back up. Chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
How does that work? What do you mean?
So you wrap it around you, and when your body bloats, when you die, and when you're drowning, so what it does is it keeps cutting you. So
Let me
all
see.
Of the
is that
oxygen,
why they say that?
Yes.
Wrap the body in chicken wire and the weights in a few layers of. Rub the body and the weights and feel everything. This stops parts or floating off parts from floating off.
Yeah, and then the things can eat it.
And it will allow sea creatures to have a bit of to nibble on. Oh, they eat your body.
Yeah, and buddy, so it's perfect. You're
gone also
forever.
The shittiest fucking fish, like catfish.
Yeah, just like
it's the
like
worst.
A little mounts at you.
Yeah. The fucking worst, dude.
So here's what you do, right? You make some wings, and then you put it on the dead body, throw it off the roof, and you go. Guess he was trying to learn how to fly. Nothing more to see here.
Feed the pigs.
And the investigation.
Oh, the pigs
that
is a good one,
snatch,
too.
Snatch, right?
Yeah.
Pigs.
Go down.
That's going to start.
And then you eat the pigs. Then that works. I'm with that.
Make a BLT out of it.
Make a BLT of your enemies.
Being partially eaten by
or
pigs while they're alive and fighting,
really
let alone dead in bite-sized chunks. If you're going down the pig route, you'll need to at least 15 to 20 pigs to finish off a whole body. Pig's teeth will slice through human bone like a hot knife through butter, but you'll first need to help them a little bit by shaving off their hair and removing the teeth, as their digestion can't quite handle those. Whoa.
Yeah.
You have to shave their heads?
But why not, like, why pigs?
A pig? You can shave a pig?
Why can't I? No, the human.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Then I give them.
And what do you do with their hair and teeth? Make jewelry?
You, of course, you
That's
wear
what I would
it.
Do. Yeah, you wear it.
Or you eat it. You know that I'd like to go the eat route.
And you make eye contact with their enemies while
yes.
you fucking
you
rub the tooth necklaces.
And you give those as gifts to their children.
Yes.
Wear your father.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah, they're like, "What, Mom, this looks exactly like Dad's hair and teeth."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, I have a question. Why not feed them to dogs? Why does it have to be pigs? Pigs seem like they're a lot harder to come by.
Pigs chew through a bunch of shit.
The bone.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll fucking really.
You know the dog.
That's why they call them pigs.
A dog's jaw strength is actually weaker than humans, except for Rottweilers. Those guys are like got a fucking clamp.
Yeah.
So you got to find some pigs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real pig. My girlfriend.
Jeez.
she's the best.
I got to piss.
Good. Go to the next one. We're almost done with this list. Then we'll get out of here. We'll do a couple questions.
When do we do questions? I'm very excited about that. I have a lot of questions.
Getting cooking. You can so you can cook people into and feed them to people?
Yes. That's what I've been saying. You cook them, you eat them, you send them
back. Okay. No, Greg did say that a long time ago. He did say that.
He 100% said that.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was ignoring Greg this whole time. And he gave us the number two way to get rid of a person.
All right, Greg. If you were going to cook people and serve them, what would you make?
Oh, geez, what a good question. I'd probably go with a meatloaf because you get a lot of meat there. And I like meatloaf. And it's really my love of meatloaf. So I'd make meatloaf.
Some meatloaf with a dick sticking out of it. Is that a dick and an eyeball? That's my mom's favorite meatloaf. It's delicious. Yeah. Just hair and fucking teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. I love meatloaf.
Okay, go. What's the number one, Shannon? Let's go to the number one way to dispose of a body. Drop them in a giant vat of molten metal.
Yes. And then you really forge a sword from it.
A bit of drama. Yeah, okay. You also did say to freeze them cryogenically.
Yes. And then break the ice and put those in iced teas for your enemy.
But you could just drop them in lava instead once they're frozen.
Good. But I like to get them to...
Wait, why would you have to freeze them first to drop them in lava? Isn't that just an extra step?
No,
it's more fun to reenact Terminator 2.
Yeah. And you want to see them to see all of the spectrums. You're seeing the hottest, now you're seeing the coldest.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. You get the whole, like the iced coffee before.
Well, I think it's good to freeze them regardless because then they can't do the dating to figure out what day you killed them.
Yeah. And also their eyes can only move.
Shannon, you know, let's get some questions. It's been a great show so far, boys.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
Who goes first? I got a question.
Give me a fucking answer.
You know we're asking.
I have so many questions.
Give me a fucking answer.
But I get to do one question.
Fine, you do one question. If you guys want to join the conversation, how do they do that, Shannon?
I'm not ready.
You can go to Lewis's Instagram, Gomez Comedy, or email him at Gomez Comedy and put real ass questions in the subject line.
Fuck yeah. Here we go. We got some questions. Alright. This is from Gabriel 0721. Once and I recently moved out of my parents' house and now I gotta start making extra cash. What's a good way to make money on the side since I know you hustle hard? Suggestions on making money.
Yeah, I got a lot. You wanna hear them?
Right, go.
Well, you get a job, you loser. Go to Sears. They got a great section, Whirlpool. They do their own kind of washer and dryer deal. And if you're getting commission, that's a pretty good thing. But also, you steal a couple for yourself, you know?
Whatever. Make t-shirts for people and never send it to them. Make them pay you for them.
That's true. You can do a Patreon, then never follow through.
Yeah. These are all great ways.
So you just make money. You don't even have to. And then time is money. So you make double the money because you don't spend the time doing anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Get a loyal fan base and betray them slowly. That's
Here's another move, too, right? You go to Shake Shack. Right? You say, give me the double cheeseburger.
We've talked about this on the show 10 times.
No way. What is it?
10 times.
What is it? I want to know. I'm going to Shake Shack later.
It's a great scam, so I'll let you say it again. I've told this scam to 100 other people.
I want
to
know.
I wanted to pitch a TV show based off this scam. It's so good, but I'll let you say it again. That's how good it is.
You say, give me the double cheeseburger, right? And then when they give you the double cheeseburger, you look at them, you say, oh, I am sorry. You have made a fair mistake. I said, give me two cheeseburgers. Then they give you two cheeseburgers, and they go, well, we can do this other. They go, well, I'll give it to a homeless person. You now have a double cheeseburger, two cheeseburgers, and then you start selling cheeseburgers online.
It's true.
You're making all your money back.
Crushing it. Crushing it on the cheeseburgers.
Or you just eat them. I used to just eat them.
How do you make money on the side, dude? Look, here's the thing. You know, do what you fucking love, and the money will fall. I don't know. I do what I do. I don't really, you know. For me, it was never really about making money. It was about creating things that I like and doing what I want to do every day. And then I started making money after the fact. No, but it really is. If I was super focused on money, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't like what I do every single day. I would have kept on doing sales or whatever I was doing. So, in a weird way, I think we need to stop equating happiness with just money. I understand money helps. Yeah. But get up every day and say, am I literally doing what I'm what I want to do with my day? Mm-hmm. Right now, am I opening my eyes? Am I going to do what I want to fucking do? And if you're doing that, that's more valuable than any amount of money you could have. If you're just doing what you want to do. So that, in my opinion, that's the kind of gauge of success.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh shit, well, how do I need some extra cash? It's like, take the cash aside. And I promise you, if what you want to be doing needs a lot of money, you'll make the money. That's a byproduct of doing what you want to do every day, because you need that, you know?
Yeah.
I believe in human intuition. I believe that we can, you can kind of just do what you want to do. Money is so, when you back away from it and just separate what it is, they're just kind of dollar bills. They're things that you collect. It's
paper that we agreed on means something.
And it's just a series of words to...
I agree.
There's a series of words that any of us could use right now and a series of actions that we could take. Turning left, turning right, making decisions, saying the right things to the right people and whatever it is, where you could have a fucking $1 billion in a year. You know what I'm saying? It's like, think of it as a puzzle. It's just turning that key a little bit. And how do you, you know, how do you feel?
Yeah, buy a gun. Take some money from a fucking local candy store. Whatever you love.
All right, let's get one more question before we do Greg's.
Go and you order a double gun.
The McDouble. Bacon, lettuce, and loaded. BLL. Blah-la-la-la. This is how I have to do the rest of my day.
This is Colson Oliver wants to know, do Bobby's constant jokes, quote-unquote, about your performing or how you run Gas Digital ever truly bother you? Does he make jokes about how we're running Gas Digital? Are you fucking kidding me? Does Bobby fucking Kelly and Riotcast make jokes about how we're running Gas Digital?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a fucking...
Yeah.
It's an association.
You guys were...
That's a website. We have a business. Okay? We're not fucking...
Wow. Starting podcast wars again?
Let's get real, okay?
We
run a business. I love Riotcast and I work with them and they're incredible. But they run a fucking... They run a website and they run a domain name.
Don't they have an app?
No, Libsyn has an app. We have an app.
You know what Bobby doesn't run? He doesn't run.
On a treadmill.
This guy ain't running.
No, and it doesn't bother me. Here's the thing that Bobby Kelly does. Whereas Bobby will trash you, Bobby will also fucking pick you up better than anybody else in the entire world.
Yeah,
so it's like, he'll fucking smash you and he'll fuck with you, but then he's the guy that will tell every booker and every festival that you're the funniest motherfucker in the world. He'll bring you onto a show if you need to promote something. Bobby Kelly is, I mean this, truly one of the best people I've ever met in my entire life and a mentor to me and somebody who I consider, you know, even more than a friend, like somebody who I look up to and that has helped me out more than anybody else. So Bobby can say whatever the fuck whatever he wants about me, and I will have nothing but love for Bobby Kelly. That's the truth. So last one. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, somebody wants to know about Michael Bisping's TMZ. Did you see that?
No.
He's being sued by somebody who says he attacked him at a gym. So, yeah, I have no details on that. That's what people are like, I got no details on that. I thought it was the story that he told on the podcast, but it's not. He literally never even told me anything about this. So I'm going to talk to him about it this weekend. He's coming into town. We're going to do a Believe You Me live on Sunday here in the studio. We're going to do a video show. Shannon's not going to be here. She wants to F Michael Bisping so badly. Yeah, she does. What was your question, Greg, before we go?
If life is love, then how can we love so many bad things? Those were just 15 words.
I like it.
That came out.
Say it again.
Well, I don't know.
If life is love, how do we love bad things?
So is that 15? Because I just said any number.
How? If life is love,
then how do we love so many bad things? 13.
Well, how many syllables is that?
Motherfucker.
It could be a haiku.
What if I throw motherfucker in there?
No. If life is love, then how do
We and then five more.
Love
so many.
Why do we love? Why do we love so many
bad things? Okay, now
love your life.
Niggers.
Jesus, Zach.
Well, I was trying to get syllables.
Syllables.
Greg's does not trademark. Wait, what? I'm sorry, guys. I fell off at the end.
All right, listen, boys. It's been a great show. Thank you very much. Mike Feeney, Irish Goodbye Podcast. Greg Stone, the Rad Dude Cast. Zach Amico, the fucking man. Wearing his Marilyn Manson t-shirt. From that era, really standing with Twiggy Ramirez.
Absolutely.
Zach Day I die. You guys there? You're right?
Thank you so much
for having me.
I think psychos. You guys are just sweet angels.
This is a fun show. We did a really good one today. Very fun, very silly. Thanks for listening. I will be doing, I think I'm going to pre-tape a couple for next week, Shannon. We got to figure this out because I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
All right, peace. We'll be right back.
the end of it. That's all, folks.